Blog Talk Radio.
Truly ponder and consider. You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what do you actually mean by minding someone else's business versus my own? I'm intrigued. Well, I love that I have you intrigued today on Motivational Mondays, and we're going to grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you minding your own business or someone else's? Let's go ahead and lean right on into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle personal and professional coach, master motivator, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our shape up, and I'm really excited about the subtopic that we have that we're going to dig into today. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. You know, in essence, you have given us that feedback, and so we thank you so much for that. And for those of you that maybe you're just getting plugged into Motivational Mondays, or you've been plugged in, but you still need to be empowered, we encourage you to take advantage, our global listening audience, of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so around today's subject, and then, if time permits, we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your notepads and pens and your laptops and desktops and your smartphones with your notes and your iPads and tablets and whatever you need to capture the jewels and gems that will be shared today, we encourage you to simply grab it. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you can do. You do whatever you can do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this. We couldn't do it without each and every one of you, Y-O-U. And so because of that, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, for we truly do appreciate you. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And in today's Shape Up series, our subtopic is, wait for it, mind your business. Mind your business. You know, I open with the question and the thought of this. Are you busy minding your own business or someone else's business? You know, I think about an individual driving down the street. They're heading home, and they start talking about this one's grass, and they look over, and they start talking about the other one's grass, and they say, gosh, they really need to get their gardener out here. I mean, this grass looks horrible. Wow, they need to get those trees trimmed. They need to get those hedges trimmed. I mean, if they would just simply water their grass, and then they drive up to their own driveway, and their grass is looking a red-hot mess itself. You know, recently I was having a coaching session, a session with a client, and, you know, they were feeling so frustrated, and they were feeling frustrated, and oftentimes I'll bring in real-life coaching client scenarios and situations of their frustration, why to support us on our journey of being empowered. And so my client that I was having this conversation with, they were feeling, again, just so frustrated. And they were feeling frustrated because telling them through someone else what they should do. And it wasn't someone that they actually knew. They knew of the person, but they didn't actually know the person. And, you know, they were like, wait a minute. They're telling me to do this and to do that, but yet they don't even really know the dynamics, the circumstances. They don't really know me. They only know me indirectly. And so this subject, as we were speaking, came up. Mind your business. I think about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, an episode where Will was teaching the Tatiana Ali, I think her name is Tatiana Ali, teaching Tatiana Ali how to fight. And at one stage, the famous line was, mind your business, mind your business, mind your business. You know, and this subject came up as I was speaking with my client, because the reality is this, you know, and you have to self-evaluate, challenging each and every one of us to reflect. Are you the person, or do you know someone? Because if you're not the person, I'm pretty sure you know someone that if they were completely honest, if you were completely honest, yeah, your life is a red hot mess. Your finances are out of whack, not together. You're having relationship issues. You haven't had the courage to live your dreams yet. You are always in someone else's business, you know, telling them what they need to do and all of that. We can go on and on and on with scenario after scenario, situation after situation. You know, the reality is this, that we all have issues and challenges, but we cannot focus on other people's business. We need to focus on our own business. And I'm learning that the more we focus on other people's business, it robs us of certain things, and we're going to talk about that. You know, one of my favorite quotes from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, is this: great people talk about ideas. Great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about themselves. Average people talk about themselves. And small people talk about others. Small people talk about others. And the question raised in this quote by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, is this: are you great? Think about that. Are you great? Are you average? Just kind of middle of the road. Are you average? Or are you small? Great, average, small. Which do you desire to be? Great people talk about ideas. When was the last time you sat down and you talked about ideas with someone else? When was the last time you sat down and you began to creatively flow and muse and brainstorm, have a think tank session with someone else? Great people talk about ideas. The average person talks about themselves. They're always focusing on them, me, I, me, their stuff, I'm this, and all of that is all about me, them. And then small people talk about others. Are you the one that when the phone rings, you get excited to sit and gab about somebody else? Girl, guy, you should have saw this person. They came into the meeting looking a hot mess. So again, we must evaluate. Are you great, average, or small? Because great people talk about ideas, average people talk about themselves, and small people talk about others. Again, today's topic is mind your business. Mind your business, not someone else's business, but mind your business. You know, the reality is this, and I have found this to be so true, that we must, absolutely must, take care of our own, as I gave the illustration, our own grass. What does your grass look like? Is your grass in your yard, is it well manicured? Is it vibrantly green and healthy? Or is your grass brown and yellow, looks like it needs to be watered, it hasn't been cut in a while, it needs to be trimmed, it's not manicured, it needs to be edged up? Because so often we are focused on other people, but yet we're not focused on ourselves. Because when you mind your own business, I have to say this, and I know this to be true, because I'll get those calls, and someone wants to go in on somebody else, and the whole womp, 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 womp. And the one thing recently someone shared with me, they said, you know, I noticed that I can call you and I can start to share and vent about someone or an issue or what have you. But what I've noticed is that you listen, but you don't buy into that. And that's because I am minding my own business. Now, a good friend will allow someone, if they need an ear, to listen and to vent and to share, but I'm not going to feed into that energy. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody wants to give advice. The advice that we need to give ourselves needs to be our own circumstances. We need to stop interfering in the lives of others. Everyone has to travel their own journey. Everyone has their own journey that they have to travel. And, you know, I know it's difficult because with social media, there's so much out there. You know, we go into our apps on our phone, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it may be, and we start scrolling. We're trying to see what's going on with this one, what's going on with that one, what are the Joneses doing? And we get all caught up in someone else's business. What? They just bought a new car? Huh. They owe me some money. How are they buying a new car? Really? Look at her in that dress. She thinks she's looking cute. Look at him in that suit and no shoes. He got so many shoes, and he's showing another pair of shoes that he just bought. Again, minding someone else's business instead of your own. How are your finances? How are your relationships? When was the last time you had a date with your vision? If someone was to do a little peekaboo in your window, how would they say you're doing as it relates to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? Because the reality is this. Working our vision, achieving our goals, and living our dreams is the difference between great, average, and small. I'm going to continuously remind us of the quote from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, because I think that it's a great quote that truly connects with what we're talking about. And that is, great people talk about ideas, average people talk about themselves, and small people talk about others. And you have to evaluate, where are you in this process? Where are you in this process? How are your finances, as I stated before? How is your vision going? How are your goals going? How is your business? How is your journey progressing for you to greet your destiny? Don't talk about someone else's relationship if your relationships are a hot mess and people can't stand you and they don't want to be around you and you're out of whack on yourself. And that is what I want us to be challenged by, this reality that we have to focus on solutions that support us getting what we desire on our journey, that support us in moving to the next level. Because when you are focused on your own journey and minding your own business, you know, interestingly enough, I often will share this story or illustration more specifically when I'm sharing. I say, envision a runner in a race. Envision this runner in a race. Runner is running and they're trying to get to the finish line. They see the vision, the finish line before them. They can see the vision of it. They're running in the direction of the finish line. But suddenly they begin to turn their head to the right. And instead of keeping their eyes on the finish line, they turn their head to the right and they're busy looking at the steps of the person next to them. How are they running? How far are they from me? They're focusing on them. And suddenly they fall. They hit the ground. And now all of a sudden, others, because they fell down in front of someone else, that other person falls and it creates chaos. The one thing that I want to share with us, when we are minding someone else's business and not our own, life becomes chaotic because we have falls, things are a hot mess, we're in the midst of all of this talk, he said, she said, you know, all the chaos begins to start. But when you're minding your own business, you are dealing with less chaos. You're not dealing with chaos. You're not dealing with drama. I remember a song that wrote many years ago, I Fly Above the Drama. See, when you are an individual that's minding your own business and you're focused on your vision, you're putting your energy into living out and working your vision, achieving your goals and living out your dreams. You're focused on solutions. You're running your own race. You fly above the drama. And so you're dealing with less drama in your life. I often will share that you don't see eagles, and you have to decide, am I an eagle? Or am I a pigeon? Because eagles soar. Eagles fly alone. Eagles are not in packs. Whereas a pigeon, well, pigeons are in packs. You often see them in a pack with other pigeons. They're walking on the ground. They're in the midst of all of the mess, the chaos, the stuff, the drama. So you have to determine, will I take on the characteristics of an eagle, which is a leader of the air, or will I take on the characteristics of a pigeon? Great, average, or small? You decide. Great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about themselves. And small people talk about others. Don't give your time and energy into any of that. The drama, the chaos, talking about others. Mind your business. The other area that we can glean when we mind our business, one, we deal with less drama and chaos, right? Two, we have a greater focus. We have a greater focus. Because like that runner in the race, if that runner in the race just stays the course and focuses on their race, they're now in position for the win because they are running their own race. They're focused in the direction of where they need to be. They're staying, in essence, in their own lane. They're focusing on their journey. It's like, you know, a horse in the race has blinders on, so it doesn't see the other animal on the other side of them. It doesn't see the other horse on the other side of them. It's so that there is a narrowing of focus. So when we are minding our own business and we fly above the drama, we now get this insightful position of greater focus. We're now able to focus more clearly because we're not dealing with all of the stuff. We're soaring in the air like the ego. And that is now putting us in a position of greatness, where we now, our mindset is shifting and changing. We're now approaching life from a different mindset, a mindset that is all about ideas and how do I crystallize my vision? How do I achieve my goals? How will I manifest my dream? You're focused on the ideas and how will I make this happen? Not on yourself, not on other people, but you're focusing on ideas, creatively focused and stimulating in those areas that will give you a greater yield. So number one, there is less drama and chaos when you mind your business. You have greater focus. In addition to less chaos and drama, greater focus when you mind your business, you are then more productive. Remember the quote, great people talk about ideas, average people talk about themselves, and small people talk about others. What are your conversations? Because in order for you to be more productive, you have to know where to spend your time. Time management is something that I love to speak about, that I fight to grow in regularly. And Stephen Covey, based on the 7 habits of highly effective people, has time quadrants, and I love these time quadrants. I've learned them in different ways from my mentors, from the book and the reading of the 7 habits of highly effective people. So when we're thinking about time management and being more productive on our journey, when we mind our business, we have to understand that if I am busy talking about others, I'm all up in their business, I'm talking about their finances or what their finances are not, their relationship and what is not, all of this energy into someone else's affairs and someone else's life, I'm not focused in the right area. Time management and understanding the time management quadrant. You know, so often people are like, how did that person get all of that done? When you look at those individuals that are getting a lot done, because this is the reality, and I think Beyonce, she was being interviewed and she said this, that everybody has to save 24 hours in the day, and that is so true. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, but the question is, what are we doing with the 24 hours that we have in a given day? Because it's been stated that, generally speaking, 8 hours is focused on work. And the reality is, for many, it's even longer than that. If you have a commute to and from, you add that time up, it's even greater. 8 hours has been stated for quote-unquote leisure time. I don't know about you, but I haven't had 8 hours of leisure time. I really haven't. And 8 hours for sleep. Are you getting 8 hours of sleep? What I found to be true as it relates to sleep, you have to determine what does your body need to run efficiently. This information is a general guideline to build from. And so often we fall short because when we look at it, we don't even know what our body needs to operate at its optimum best. My body, 6 hours, I am good to go. I am refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. Doctors may disagree with me, but my body feels good and refreshed. My goddaughter's mom, she needs her 8 hours. If she gets 7.5, she's still a hot mess. Body needs 8 hours, and we talk about that all the time, whereas I can go on 6 hours. So with that, if my body only needs 6 hours, and it's been stated that there's 8 hours designated for sleep, I've gained 2 hours to work with. But the question is, for me, for you, we must evaluate, what are you doing with your time? Because we said when it comes to minding your business, the power in minding your business is that, number one, you're dealing with less drama and chaos. Number two, you are navigating on your journey with greater focus. And number three, what we're talking about now is that you become more productive. But you first need to understand, where am I sowing of my time? Am I sowing my time in those conversations that are all about thinking about somebody else, minding somebody else's business, and my life is a hot mess, but I'm investing all of this time and energy into these conversations that are not elevating me. They're not moving me forward. They're not conversations of greatness. Remember, we said great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about themselves. And small people talk about others. So if your conversations are about others, I hate to tell you, but you're approaching life from a small standpoint. If you're just talking about yourself, I know we all have those people, and maybe you don't, I know I do, that get them on the phone, all they want to talk about is themselves. But those individuals that are of that next level of mindset, they say, come on, let's muse, let's flap doodle, let's think tank, let's talk ideas. Great people talk about ideas. And therefore, you're now in a position to be more productive. And when it comes to being more productive, as it relates to time management, and I'm not going to share all of the quadrants, but I just wanted to help us to understand that where we spend our time is so important. We should be spending our time in the 87% quadrant that is focused on important, not critical. Important, not critical. This is that quadrant where we are taking the time to plan. We are taking the time to strategize. We are taking the time to come up with ideas. We are in that creative zone. We're doing things before they become a crisis. We are in those areas that are important but not critical. Instead of constantly fighting fires, 10%, or those areas of zero, which is the brainless couch potato, the talking about minding somebody else's business time, you know, those areas that do not serve us when it comes to driving our vision forward. Don't get caught up in the opinions of others. Now, I'm not saying that we cannot seek wise counsel. There is a difference. But when it comes to seeking wise counsel, that's a very intentional conversation. That is not a third party. I heard from a third party that you're having a struggle in your finances, and they said you need to do next. Since they're not even, you're not even in a conversation with that individual personally. So don't let those individuals that are focused on the wrong areas, that is a small-minded individual. And when it comes to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dream, dealing with and flying above the drama, hello, eagles, where are you, versus a pigeon in the crowd, on the ground, in the mess with everybody else, you have to determine which you will be. So you want less chaos and less drama, mind your business. If you want to have greater focus, mind your business. If you want to be more productive, mind your business. When we mind our business, minding our business in essence is a superpower. We get more, we have greater clarity. Ultimately, we are operating from a place of genuine peace, because we are staying in our lane on our journey. You know, recently I was speaking with an individual that I used to coach, and I'm so proud of this individual because they have recently completed a book. In addition to completing a book, they have completed a skincare line. And they have been speaking it, but I'm telling you, they buckled down and they zoned in and they got focused. And now they have these two products in the marketplace. They are in position for greatness. See, they were, when we were having our conversations, we were talking about ideas. And you have to continuously ask yourself, what, because your conversations determine what mindset focus you are navigating from on your journey. Again, great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about themselves. And small people talk about others. And so today, as we're looking at Mind Your Business here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you with Coach Adams, I want to challenge you that when you are not living life focused on purpose, you are going to lack peace, found on my journey. When I was lacking peace, it was because I was not living life focused on purpose. I felt unrest. I felt like the square peg trying to fit into the round hole, as I often give that illustration. I was lacking peace because I was not doing and fulfilling what I, in essence, was created to do. And so I want to challenge you that if you're feeling this sense of unrest, you need to be still, get quiet, so that you can block out the voices, the drama, and sit and listen and tune in to the right voice. For me, that is the voice of God. Now, I know I'm on a global platform. Everybody is at a different place. But for me, that's the voice of God. And so wherever you are on your journey, you have to decide, what do I want to accomplish? Do I want to accomplish what I feel everyone is expecting me to do? Or do I want to fulfill a higher call of purpose? Do I want to, in essence, live out the very reason why I was created? You know, it's interesting because, as I stated, I am one that I believe in the Word of God. That's my belief system. And 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says this, make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business. Wait a minute. Does the Word of God say mind your own business and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before? Then people who are not Christians will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on others. When I found this scripture, I said, wait a minute, because this is my foundation. Again, I know I'm on a global platform. You may not believe what I believe. But I said, wow, even the word of God says, mind your business. Mind your own and be still. Be quiet. Live a quiet life. This quiet life means live a life that is free from drama. These are the areas that we talked about today here on Motivational Mondays in our Shape Up series, in our topic of mind your business. And this was something that was brewing in me before I even found that scripture. This subject and this title, when I found that, I said, wow, I'm right on target here with the principles that are life-changing. That if you live a quiet life, if you're free from drama and chaos, that you are focused on your assignment. If you don't know the reason why you were created, you don't know what your assignment is, the greatest gift you can give to yourself is to take a journey of discovery and figure that out. Figure it out. You know, I know it's not easy to tap into. I understand that. I remember very vividly, very clearly when I didn't know what it was. I was feeling so frustrated. I was just, you know, like, wow, I don't know what it is. Nothing's working. So I share that, being transparent with you to say, I understand what it's like not to know. But I want to encourage you that if you don't know, understand that you don't have to stay in the dark, per se. You don't have to stay ignorant. If you simply be still and begin to listen, promise you, if you listen, you will hear that still small voice internally on the inside of you. We have to put ourselves in the right position to hear. You may also, if you're looking and seeking, you may also ask the people that know you well, hey, what do you think are my natural gifts and talents? What I'm sharing with you, I lived through. And that's why I'm very passionate about assisting other individuals in making that connection with purpose. Because I know that everything, absolutely everything, was created for a specific purpose. The water bottle that you may be drinking on right now serves a purpose. The cap that you just twisted off of that water bottle to open it and get the H2O to drink, the H2O in the bottle that is contained in the bottle that you now put the cap off to take a drink, it also serves a purpose, and that is to hydrate our bodies. So everything, you were created for a very specific purpose. And if you are not feeling like I'm really living and achieving that, I would love to walk alongside with you and assist you on your journey. You know, I am committed to assisting individuals on their journey personally and professionally so that they can grow and discover and live out the very reason why they were created. And I do that through the powerful gift of empowerment and my full circle of empowerment tools that I have available. Every Monday, we are right here on Motivational Monday. So you enjoying the free empowerment that you get every week. You get to tune in and get some gems and jewels that support you on your journey of moving to the next level. You sacrifice this hour of empowerment, and I'm so grateful for you, our global listening audience. Know that I don't take you lightly or for granted. It's an honor for me to be on the airwaves and have this opportunity to share with you. I thank you for listening in. You could do anything during this hour of empowerment, and I thank you for being here. So every Monday, we are here. Set your timer. Set that reminder And jumpstart your week with motivation and inspiration. Jumpstart your week empowered with Motivational Mondays. We're here every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. In addition to Motivational Mondays as a part of our Full Circle of Empowerment, we have one-on-one coaching. I spoke about that earlier, and I shared that what stimulated some of the thoughts around today's installment of Motivational Mondays was a coaching practice, a conversation in my coaching practice, more accurately, with one of my clients who was feeling frustrated because someone indirectly was telling them what they felt they should do in a situation, and they were like, wait a minute. And it brought this thought, mind your business. If each and every one of us would mind our business, if you mind your vision and work your vision and mind your goals that you are able to achieve them, can live out your dreams, not being concerned with what everybody else is doing and not comparing yourself to someone else's journey, because everyone's journey is different. And sometimes we need that one-on-one support that one-on-one coaching gives you. And I would love to support you in that process. We also have group coaching through our Winner's Circle. It's a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, and it includes some variation of things, so many different opportunities for you, monthly empowerment sessions, along with receiving a complimentary one-on-one session to jumpstart your journey and calibrate. And I can go on and on. If you want more information, you can definitely reach out to our team and get more information around our group coaching and the lifestyle, personal, and professional growth plan. But I also have my private masterminds on various subjects, and we're looking at Put Your Dream to the Test. This is the month, October. Towards the middle of the month, we are launching our Put Your Dream to the Test private mastermind based on the book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. So if you would like to take this journey, you can reach out to our team. What I love about Put Your Dream to the Test, and this is one that even before having the book, I was teaching the principles around this book conceptually, the 10 questions that help us to identify where we are on our journey, where we need to kind of zone in so we can seize the moment, see it first of all, and get clear of where we are, and then be able to seize the moment. So it's a great tool, and we do that in a private mastermind session where we walk on that journey of evaluating the 10 questions like, is my dream really my dream? Am I willing to pay the price? And so on and so forth. So if you want more information around any of the things that we spoke about, feel free to call or text our team at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. What have we talked about today on Motivational Mondays? We talked about minding your business. And we open with the illustration of an individual driving home down the street. And they're quick to judge each person's grass as they're driving down the street. They're quick to say, oh, they need to cut their grass. Where is their gardener? They need to hedge their grass. They need to line it up. They need to water. Look at how brown that grass is, whatever the case may be. So busy minding the business of someone else and yet not minding the business of their own, not realizing that their grass is lacking as well because they have not been nurturing their own grass, haven't been watering their own grass. All of that likened to our vision, goals, and dreams, ultimately so that we would live out our destiny. And so you don't have to be frustrated right where you are, but it is important to understand that everybody has advice. Everyone has advice. Everybody, if you ask someone about something, and with social media, woo, everybody's life, based on what they want you to see, is on display. Notice I said what they want you to see. Some are more transparent than others. And that's their business. And they're minding their own business. That is their right to put everything out there. I was talking to an individual, and we have a mutual associate on social media, and they were saying, oh, my God, they just put everything out there. This is the thing. And that's their business. They're right to do so. You may be more reserved. That's your right. The key of what we're talking about is if we each mind our own business, mind your own vision, how is it looking? Is your grass green or is it lacking because you're so busy focused on others and their circumstances? One of the things that I want to challenge each and every one of you that's listening in, I want to challenge you to bring together some individuals that you can get in position. Because we said great people talk about ideas. And so I want you to get in a session this week, get it on calendar, if you don't already have it calendared, with like-minded individuals. Have an idea brainstorming musing session. Start throwing ideas out there. So that now you are able to expand your point of view. You're able to expand your point of view when you come together with different people, different ideas. I love getting different thoughts around things because oftentimes I'll say, wow, I didn't think of that way. In other cases, I will be that for someone else in my coaching sessions and practice, and they'll say, wow, Coach Adams, I didn't think of things in that way. There's always a different point of view, but if you're not putting yourself in position to start that process of thinking of ideas and brainstorming and really allowing yourself to go there, to creatively allow the juices to flow, you're going to miss it. What creative idea do you have on the inside of you that has yet, is laying dormant on the inside of you? Remember, each and every one of us, we were created for a specific purpose. And if we mind our own business, we deal with less chaos and drama. We gain greater focus. We become more productive. We, in essence, will have greater peace. And our lives will grow to another level of significance. Why? Because you're fulfilling the assignment that you were created for. And when we're able to do that, fulfill that higher call of purpose on our lives, life is more significant. It's more fulfilling. And I so desire that for you. You know, you can move to another level. But the question is, will you choose to? It's a choice. You can choose to sit and gossip and have those conversations that are meaningless, the small-minded, small talk, the small people, talk about others. Oh, look at her, look at him. Okay, so you're not talking about someone else, but you're constantly talking about yourself. Remember, that's the average person that talks about themselves all the time. They're so self-centered and self-focused. But it's the great people that talk about ideas. And so what will you do this week to position yourself to talk about ideas? Talk about yourself. Don't talk about other people, but rather talk about ideas. Because it is your season. We are in the final quarter of this year. We're about to say Happy New Year again. We are knocking on the door of 2024. This is the final quarter of the year. Are you going to close out this year growing forward at a different level? Or are you going to close out this year in the same position that you were in before, but now bitter, because you're not growing. You're upset because you haven't gotten the results that you want. But the reality is this. You have not done what you needed to do to win. You have not worked your vision. You're not achieving your goals, and you're not living out your dreams. And so now when you think about your destiny, you become frustrated. But you don't have to stay there when we understand that frustration is simply a barrier to our goals. Are you going to move the barrier? Whatever it may be, it's not too late. Continue to dream. You can do it. You really can. But are you willing to sacrifice to get the results that you want? That is the question. You know, I'm realizing, wow, it's time to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. We didn't have the opportunity to come to the phone lines today, but that's okay. Why? Because we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. Maybe you didn't have an opportunity today to ask a question, make a comment. It's okay. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is available exactly for you for that purpose. That if you're not already a part of the group, all are welcome. And again, it's an open group. And so simply say, hey, I want to join. If you have a question around today's topic or any other subject, feel free to note it there and we can engage through social media. Again, if you want to learn more about my full circle of empowerment every week here on Motivational Mondays to jumpstart your week and be empowered. We also have our one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds. We have one coming up on Put Your Dream to the Test. You know, we so appreciate you tuning in today, and I want to encourage you because you can get different results on your journey. Don't lose focus on your goals. It's the last quarter. It's not too late to ramp it up to move to the next level. And it's one of the things that I've grown to know to be true. When we have the right people around us, we are in a better position. We're in a winning position when we have the right people around us. And that's one of the areas that we look at and put your dream to the test because the people factor matters. So do you have the right people around you? Are you in the right circles that support you? Iron sharpens iron. One can set 1,000 in flight, but two, which speaks, we can accomplish more when we're in partnership. The right people and the right partnerships really do matter. Woo, it's time to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. I know I was empowered today. I trust that you were as well. Again, to our global listening audience, I thank you for tuning in. Maybe, just maybe, someone encouraged you to tune into Motivational Mondays today, and you're like, I want to learn more about Coach Adams. Well, you can visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. If you want to learn more about our full circle of empowerment, simply call or text 310-289-2101. I want you to know that it's such an honor to share with you every Monday, and I get excited every Monday for Motivational Mondays, where we come together through the airwaves and we're able to share and together get rich empowerment tools to support us on our journey to win, working our vision so we can achieve our goals and living out our dreams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.